You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Protesters will gather in Milwaukee ahead of tonight's state Supreme Court debate. A group called Working Families says they're trying to organize to oppose what they say is Brad Schimel's conservative record. The protest early this evening is planned for outside of Eckstein Hall on the Marquette campus. The cash at Kohl's isn't flowing as fast as it was. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a fourth-quarter net sales decline of just over 9%. A new company CEO took over in January with incoming announcements about initiatives aimed at revitalizing the retailer. Kohl's stock fell on the news. 38 Milwaukee police officers are getting schooled up this week. The officers are taking part in a week-long training program to become school resource officers for MPS. The training is led by an organization called the National Association of School Resource Officers. The training has to be done by Saturday to avoid daily fines due to a court mandate. The federal deadline for updating identification to real ID is approaching. Jimmy Koska has more about the changes.
Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website.
It was at an event in downtown Louisville where Junior Bridgman suffered a medical event yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks legend and minority owner later died. He was 71. Last year, he became a minority owner of the Bucks, buying a 10% stake in the team. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115 to 114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, aka With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, aka Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during weekend weekend update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Eyre, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season 3. He added that the season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 50. By Friday, partly cloudy 60 with some rain and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.